Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
You know who did it. You better say it. It was God that did it. Everything that good that ever happened to you, you better acknowledge that it was God that did it. If you woke up this morning, it was God that did it. If you were able to put your right foot in your right shoe, it was God that helped you do it. Yeah. I know you ate. I know you prepared the food. But you better thank God for helping you do it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon, to this thankful Thursday. And we're so happy to have each and every one of you all. It's thankful Thursday. We all have a lot to be so thankful for. You probably can't even start. So today, we want to be thankful for certain scriptures that's have been illuminated in our eyes and our presence. God brought light to it. And for that reason, we want to honor and praise him for that particular scripture. So that's what we're doing today. We're acknowledging God's word that he was able to illuminate. That's what we've been thankful for. We know you're thankful for all the other stuff, but that's what we're being thankful for. Just like I'm truly thankful for 1 Peter 1:23, they say we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. I'm thankful for Galatians 2:20 that tells me that I've been crucified. Hallelujah. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I live, but it's Christ in me. He resurrected himself in me. I thank him for that. And for that reason, he makes me more than a conqueror. See, sometimes you got to know you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Because it's your word, Father God, that causes us to be who we are. You're such an awesome God, Heavenly Father. We can apply your blood. We can apply your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you, Father God, for being our strong tower. We thank you, Father God, for being our earthly king. You being our shepherd. We thank you, Father God, for being Lord of lords. We thank you, Father God, for being a mighty God, a God who is quick for mercy and slow to anger. We thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that you're so awesome because you're so holy. We praise you for it. Then you allow some of that to be in us. Matter of fact, Father God, you thought so much of us, you call us your temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, that we was delivered out of the power of darkness because that's what your word say. So I declare and decree, Father God, that your divine power is in this ministry. Your divine power is in this broadcast. And if anyone will receive it, they will receive a divine word. Hallelujah. And you will have a personal touch with you. Father God, let it happen to them. Let them know that you're real, that you're more real than ever. You promise, Father God, that we can have your mercy. In the book of Lamentations 3:22-23, that became a reality, that we can expect your mercy. We can expect your grace. And that day has arrived where we can use that grace. We can use your favor. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we will not die, but we will live through Christ. Father God, I ask you for all those who desire prayer, we pray for them as well. All of those, Father God, who want more revelation knowledge, we pray for them as well. Hallelujah. Pray for those that are traveling. And Father God, we ask you to illuminate your word before somebody this day, this hour. We ask these and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. We pray, amen. Hallelujah. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to give you the opportunity to be thankful for a scripture or whatever. And if you want to, you need to do it now. Because I tell you, man, I tell you, I got an illuminating word. I got a hot word. And I can't wait to share it with you all. But this is a team now. We all, you know, play parts here. So if you want to thank God for something, we want you to press one. Just press one and we'll let you in. Anybody, anyone that want to be thankful, hallelujah, for a scripture. Or matter of fact, we'll just go a step farther. Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee, I believe that's who we have on the line.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My scripture I stand on every day is by his stripes we are healed. And
yes.
We are more than conquerors.
Yes.
You know, by his stripes I am healed. I will live with that scripture forever because by
yes.
his stripes my foot was healed.
Yes.
I thank
yes.
him. I thank
Say
him that.
That
I didn't listen to man because had I listened to man, I wouldn't have a left foot right now. But
yes.
I stepped out on that faith, and that was my scripture every day.
I remember. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. By his stripes. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. That's a living testimony. For those that don't know, and you may be listening by internet, this sister right here has a living testimony. She showed us before and showed us after. And in between that, she showed us what scripture she was standing on. Hallelujah. By his stripes, we are healed. And she stood right on it. In the midst of doctors, in the midst of family members, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of doubt and unbelief, she stood on it. Hallelujah. That's something to be thankful for. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? I know Pastor, she's listening. I don't see if she's able to speak right now. If she's not, that's fine. And if so, she's listening. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Are you still dealing with your situation, Pastor? Okay. All right. Well, she's listening in, and that's a good thing.
Yes, Pastor. But I can't say praise the Lord, and I thank God for that testimony I heard. Thank God for the song. Thanking God for the prayer and the scripture. Amen, amen. I'm just thankful for his word because since we have been studying about the heart, the hidden things of the heart, and you brought it out that that's our spiritual man, the heart. And so I just thank God for that because I myself probably like most people just started talking about the heart, you know, the muscle that is beating in our chest. I didn't realize it was the spirit. So thank God for his revelation. And that scripture that our foundational scripture is 1 Peter 3:4, and I'll read that. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last. Oh, I think I'm in the wrong. Okay, that's 2 Peter. I'm telling you, okay, here we go. Now,
well, if you will, Pastor, since you went there, can you read from the 3rd through the 4th?
Okay, verses 3 and 4 from the James. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whose adoring it not be that outward adoring of plaiting of the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So from the Message Bible,
mm-hmm.
make sure I'm
yes.
3 and 4.
Awesome.
Okay. What matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition, cultivated inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Amen, amen. So I thank God for that revelation knowledge. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yes, brother, sister, we're talking about living this new way or this new and living way. And one of the things that we, and that was beautiful, Pastor, for the foundational scripture. This new and living way is all about what's in your heart. I'm telling you, out of the 884 times, 98%, they're talking about your spirit. But we don't see that when we read that, because it doesn't say spirit. It's a heart. But you got to go and do your research, and you'll see that word is heart. He's talking about the spirit man, the hidden man of the heart. It's what we should appreciate, not the outward, but it's the hidden man of the heart. And over in and then that scripture in Hebrews 10:16, we should let it be in the lining of our heart. Talking about the lining of your spirit. See, when you think about it, what can you do with that 4-inch, I'm going to say that muscle organ in your chest? You can't do nothing with that. You can't do nothing with that. So it's not talking about that. It's not talking about the physical. He's talking about the spirit. So when you see the word heart, especially if you did some research and you know that he's talking about spirit, just put a line through there and make a note for yourself that he's talking about your spirit. That opens your eyes. That opens your understanding. So you don't, you know, you just don't let it go. You don't just really get into it because you've let it go because you say, oh, heart. Oh, yeah, heart. But that's not what you want to do. You want to make sure you have a good understanding. You know, the scripture saying, all you're getting, get understanding, okay? And that is, like, so important, brothers and sisters. You do want to have that understanding, okay? And the way to understand is that when you see that word heart, you know it's talking about the spirit, okay? Now, with that being said, I'm going to share something with you today that has just blessed my heart today. And that is over there in Luke, Luke 16:15. I don't know if Pastor can, if she's able to read. Pastor, you just let me know. I know you was busy and you taking care of your business while And sometimes, but it just, I just thank God you was able to get in and listen. That's a blessing. You multitasking. So I thank God for that.
Oh, praise God. I'm trying to ask.
That's the 15th verse. But you say you're able to read, because I like for you to read this at the Messenger Bible. In Luke 16 and 15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
Amen, amen. And you said that was Luke 15:16, Pastor?
No, 16:15.
16:15, okay.
Yeah, 16, chapter 15, verse.
All right, okay. Thank you, Pastor. You are masters at making yourselves look good in front of others, but God knows what's behind the appearance, what society sees and calls monumental. God sees through and calls monstrous. God's law and the prophets connect in John. Now is all God's kingdom, it's all kingdom of God, the glad news. Amen.
Yeah. You see, that ties in with the foundation of Scripture. People are always trying to make themselves look good outwardly. They put the gold on. They adore themselves, and they fashion themselves. But a real true man, a woman of God, they're going to look beyond the gold. Come on, somebody. They're going to look beyond the apparel that you have on. They're going to look beyond the fine cars. They're going to look beyond the outer appearance.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at the spirit. And that's what's going on here. He said, you are those who try to justify themselves before man. But you're not scoring any points with God. It's only with man. Because God knows your heart. So when he says heart here, obviously you only got one heart. He's talking about spirit. But he's talking about these many people. What is lightly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Why you want to dress up the outward, God ain't concerned about that. Why you all raving about the outward church, how about the inward church? Why you're raving all about the outward stuff, that don't mean anything to God. Matter of fact, the Bible says it's an abomination. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost, so I don't have to go there. That's an abomination. Why you all trying, God don't, that ain't impressing God. The quality, it verse, now, give me, brother and sister. Yeah, that's important for you to look good on the outside. It's important for you to take a bath. It's important for you to wear some nice clothes. Oh, that's important. But do not get it twisted. That don't impress God. Yes, he loves you to take a bath. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, that's your moral duty. Okay? But don't think you can justify, you can make something right because you put on the beauty on the outside. What about the inside? That's what impresses God. It's the inside.
Yeah.
How are you dressing up the inside? See, size matters before some people. But when it comes to God, the Christian faith, reserve this order, but as a Christian, God looks at your inside. The Adamic or the old man looks at the outside, how big a thing is, how much you got. I look at, a lot of time I go to the internet and I see they raving over how many likes you got. They get off on that. How many followers you got? That's all outside of stuff. How about what's on the inside of your heart? So when you see this word heart in the book of Luke, he's talking about your spirit man. Can you say amen to that one? He's talking about your spirit man. That's what he's talking about.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, I want you to see this, brothers and sisters, for what it's worth. In Luke here, he says, and I really want you to hear this with your spirit, because see, these Pharisees, they attached everything to outward stuff. That's why they prayed outwardly. But why you think they wanted to be seen a man? Remember Jesus told them, I know why you're really praying. You ain't praying because you're sincere. You praying because you want to be seen and heard of men. That's why y'all do that. And believe it or not, what goes on today? A lot of people want to get up in church building and pray. You know why they're doing that? So they can be seen a man. A lot of times people want to be seen, but they don't know the beauty is on the inside, not the outside.
Amen.
Because I know where the beauty is at. It's not on the outside, it's on the inside. Yeah. I'd rather have a woman with a suitcase than to have one with a mansion if her inside is not right. It's on the inside. These Pharisees, I remember, what God said to them was that you should be praising. I mean, even though you're getting the praise from the outward, your the real deal is, what about God? What God think about it? Have you asked yourself that question lately? What God think about your attitude? What God think about what you're doing? What God has to say? I know what you got to say. I get that. But what about God? What God got to say about it? Are you adoring yourself with the beauty that God say adoring yourself with? But just let me be real clear. It's nothing wrong with you putting jewelry on. It's nothing wrong with you fixing your hair. I don't want anybody to get carried away with that. But God say the real beauty here is on the inside. Are you adoring yourself with the things that he say? Now, here's why. Because God knew what was in their hearts, the Bible says. Yeah, go back and read that over there in Luke. Yeah, he said, so when I read that, I knew what was in their heart. The Bible says, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify. The word justify means make right yourself before men. You're doing that before man. But God, and people, they'll lie and say, oh, I just did that for me. That's what I wanted. Da, 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 da. No, you're looking good for, and that's what he's talking about. A lot of people, they do things to get the world's opinion, to get the world's like, get the world's appreciation. They're not concerned about God. So God says, okay, I know what you're doing here because I know your heart. So the word heart is talking about spirit. That's why I said, draw a line through the input spirit so you know what you're talking about. He said, God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. That's what I want you to see, brothers and sisters. So consider the world to be a sign. See, that's where the Pharisees thought. They thought, boy, if you got jewelry and you got this and you got that, that you are successful. That's how they measure success. You know that, right? Success is measured on the amount. Success is measured on numbers. That's how man measures success. That's how they get man's approval. But God's approval, it's different. It's distasteful. because of your attitude. Their wealth, and the only thing they could see was the out. They couldn't adore themselves with truth, which is spirit, with the love of God, which is spiritual. Their prosperity earned only praise from people, but not from God. And it must never be a substitute for the devotion and service to God. Listen, brothers and sisters, keep your money. I remember when I used to pass an organized church, I had those people that would come, and they thought because they were giving X numbers of dollars that they was this, that, and the third. Oh, pastor, such person is here today. They're big drug dealers, and this, that, and the other one was here, and can you have them, can they have word? I say, no, they ain't got nothing to say. What are they going to say? I didn't do that then, and I don't do it now. But the point is this. Why do we want to get man's heart? I know where their heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yeah.
See, I'm concerned about what's in the lining of your heart. That's what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Bible says in Luke 6:45, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart, not the 4-inch, not the thing that's pumping blood. We ain't talking about that heart. We're talking about the spirit. So he says, a good man out of the good treasures of his spirit bring forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his spirit bring forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You want to know what's going on? Just listen to them. Because whatever's in their spirit is going to come out. And guess what? We all going to know.
Amen.
I was saying, those by the wayside are they that heard, and they come, then come the devil, and he takes away the word of God, that they should believe and be saved. Listen, brothers and sisters, this stuff is not hard to understand. We're talking about the heart. If you're going to live this life, you're going to have to depend on the Spirit of God being in your spirit for you to live. Now, if you see that as being in your heart, well, you ought to go get a heart transplant. That's what you need to do. But we're talking about the spirit of a man. The only way you can do that, the Bible says this. It says, Jesus perceived their thoughts of their heart. So he took the child and he put the child. Because, see, a lot of times folks, they ask those silly questions. And you got to know what's in their heart. You got to know what's in their spirit. So I think about over there in Luke 9, where Jesus had to take the child and say, except one of y'all humble yourself as this child. See, a lot of times people say things, they want to see what you're going to say. That coming from their spirit. Even though you may think it's coming from their heart, it's coming from their spirit. That's what you got to know. Mm-hmm. You got to know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
When Jesus told him this, remember that over there, the lawyer asked the question, what must a man to do to be saved? And the lawyer said, yeah, I know the law. The law say, you know, love that God heart. And then Jesus said, okay. Here it goes right here. And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and with all and thy neighbor as thyself. When he said heart, he's talking about the spirit. Remember, where your treasure is, there your spirit going to be too. Wherever your treasure, whatever you're treasuring, that's where your spirit is going to be. So when he says heart, now the word says heart, but you got to know that he's talking about the spirit. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So he's talking about your spirit, man. Okay? Anybody else have any thankful, want to say anything on Thankful Thursday? I know we're running a little over, but you're more than welcome. Ran over a little bit, but if you, anybody have any answers, anything you'd like to share? Okay. If not, we will see you all. You have anything else you need to say, Pastor? You still busy?
Yeah, Pastor.
Okay. Great. Well, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow.